Joining me in studio today is Allison Scott of the Campaign for Southern Equality. And we're going to talk a little bit about the Southern Equality Fund, which is a separate project of the campaign. Allison, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you, KP. Yeah. Happy to be here.
Awesome. First of all, why don't you tell us a little bit about the fund? Because I know you have a window opening now for funding projects. But how did the fund get started, and what was the purpose?
Well, the fund has been going for a little over 5 years now. And in that 5 years, we have given out a little more than $250,000 to almost 300 applicants, being grassroots groups and people. It started out as a way to basically move resources. We wanted to create a new pipeline of resources, and that means money and additional things like training and professional development, organizational development, to grassroots groups in the South who are doing amazing work but don't always have access to some of the things that we see larger organizations have.
Yeah, and I noticed your fund, first of all, it's easy to apply, but it's also smaller amounts of money. So not everyone has a large, giant project when you're a small grassroots organization or just a couple of people trying to do some good work. And I think that's a really good opportunity for folks like that to get some funding that will actually help in a big way.
Yeah, that was we actually redesigned it this year to make it easier to apply. We've tried several iterations of this over the last few years, and a lot of it's based in our own experience when we are looking for funding, and going through the funding process is often very complicated, long, filled with question after question after question. But in our experience, and just, you know, being out on the ground and talking with people, if you are in Alabama and you just need $500 to start up a trans clothes closet, why should you go through this long process of filling out an application? Why should you have to even form a 501c3? Because there's so many people and groups who are doing amazing work who are not large organizations. It could be one individual or a collective of individuals who are doing this amazing work. And $250 to $500 can go so far with what they're doing and touch so many people's lives.
Yeah, that's amazing. Thanks for doing it. So let's explain how it works exactly for folks. There's an application process.
Yes. Well, you can apply for funding directly through our funding page. It's a very simple questionnaire, which you would go online and fill out, which covers the basics like, you know, your name, address, where you want, if you were awarded funds, where should that money be sent, how you need the check made out to, a basic project description of what you're working on, a basic project price breakdown of like what you're doing and what it costs. And then we take that information, and our grant team, which is made up of internal people, and then sometimes we also include outside people, review those to determine if it's approved and how much we award. But I think one of the things that really that I need to speak about there is we do that in a trust-based model,
right,
where a lot of times you have to apply for something and you have to prove you need it. And it's coming from a place of no, and you have to prove and convince someone you need a yes. Mm-hmm. We do that from a place of yes. We trust that people applying know their needs better than anyone. And we come at it with, yes, we want to fund you. Yes, we believe in you. And that makes all the difference in the world.
Yeah. And I think the fact that you're not required to have a 501c3 or even have a fiscal sponsor in order to receive the funding is really pretty incredible. What are some of the other criteria that you're looking for to approve funding?
Well, we always prioritize groups that are going after some of our core values, which is equity and diversity. So people of color, trans and non-binary people of color. You know, when we look at this, the most marginalized communities are always priority number one for us. Mm-hmm. So we highly encourage those groups to apply. And when we are looking at these applications, those are our priority every time.
Great. And what about budgets? Is this part of a larger budget that we have to submit, or Or do you have to have a budget requirement?
No, you don't really have to have a budget requirement, you know, because again, we are trying to get those resources to small groups, which often don't have huge budgets. And that's a really neat thing because most people aren't used to that. They're used to have to submitting these really complex budgets. But if you're trying to do something and you need $200 for printing and $100 for, you know, to rent a booth one day at some event, then your budget's $300 and it's really that simple. So that's what you would put in.
And so there is a limit of 500?
Well, 500 is what we put online. We do larger grants at different times, just depending. And we do those, we introduce those through special grant rounds that don't go through this normal application process. It's just slightly modified. And we sometimes do up our grant individual limit from $500 to a higher amount.
Great, great. And then you've mentioned some of the priorities that you're looking for. Can you talk about maybe some of the past grant recipients to kind of give an idea of what kind of projects you're funding?
Yeah, you know, there's been some really amazing work being done in parts of North Carolina around Latinx, around immigration issues. We know the intersections of, you know, race and ethnicity with LGBTQ status. Those are always go hand in hand. And so we've been able to fund a lot of things in North Carolina this year with immigration, with LGBTQ people. We've also saw some neat things like a first ever Pride event being held in a small rural part of Alabama. And you know, when you get the feedback from those groups and say, hey, you know, like this $500 we were able to put on this pride, and it's the first time ever, and people are basically coming out and it's just they're experiencing something they've never seen before in towns that, you know, it just brings, it really brings out the best in people in these small parts.
That's great. Well, and then folks, how do they submit their application, and how do you find the information about application and applying?
Yeah, well, you go to southernequality.org and go to fund your work right at the top of the page, and it will take you to our application process. And also want to say it's not just money. It's also resources like organizational development. We will oftentimes help groups if they do want to set up a 501c3, like how do you do a board? How do you, what's the legal requirements? What's the paperwork we have to fill out? We provide those kind of resources also with training and coaching.
Yeah, I noticed that, and appreciate the fact that you actually even held workshops on how to apply for funding before you opened your own fund for application. So you're doing a lot of great work for small grassroots organizations, and I certainly appreciate that, and appreciate you being here to tell us about it.
Well, thank you. Yeah, we really appreciate it. We know we started from the same roots that a lot of groups are at right now, and that's where we are going to find our liberation, is in the people on the ground doing the work all across the South.